listening to the Steve Gruber Show on MTF. More talk now.
Trying to make a living and doing the best I can. And when it's time for leaving.
Can you imagine? My good friend, by the way, Jeffrey Ford, has a new column up at westernjournal.com. You should check it out. He says he won't be able to date liberal women anymore. And he said he's not exactly his target demo anyway, but he said he's got some trouble there. He's not going to be able to date liberal women anymore because he can't fill out all the forms, I don't think. At any rate, Doherty's going to be here in a second, but apparently he's getting the pat down, going through security, might even be getting the cavity search here at the moment. Doherty, is he's at the airport. What kind of guy is supposed to be on the radio and says, well, you know, I'll be right with you as soon as I go through security? You know, the clowns like this, you know, and if he only knew how we were trash talking him while he's going through security and getting, you know, wanded at the moment. And by the way, how demoralizing is it actually to go on to national television and soon in front of Congress, if it happens, because right now I'm going to say it's less than 50-50 chance that Dr. Ford even shows up for this hearing on Thursday. Her lawyer's pushing back. They don't want to answer questions from a female attorney. They only want to answer questions from the senators. Well, you know, it's not your call. You know, so it's not your call. And in the words of Mazie Hirono, just shut up and do the right thing or something for once. But he had to go on national television, did Kavanaugh, and admit to the world he's a virgin. I mean, how play that for us.
Through all these years that are in question, you were a virgin.
That's correct.
Never had sexual intercourse with anyone in high school?
Correct.
And through what years in college, since we're probing into your personal
many
life
years,
here?
Many years after. I'll leave it at that.
Many years after. The poor schmuck's got to go on national TV and say, yeah, you know, when it came to women, I was not the guy. But apparently the cavity search is now complete, and Michael Doherty now standing by at security at the airport. Doherty, what's up?
Well, I won't even talk about the foibles of the TSA because, you know, your tax cell is at work. Example number 5,220.
Yeah. Could you just turn your head?
I dared to complain. That was an error.
I understand. could you just turn your head and cough for me, please? Just check it.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So yesterday, we haven't spent much time on this story because we've been talking about the sexual exploits of Brett Kavanaugh, of which apparently there were none, because he had to go on national TV and admit that he was a virgin last night in front of God and everybody. That had to hurt a little bit. You know, your man card, you know, you want to brag about how, you know, cool you are and so forth, you know. Well, none for him.
Well, of course, we all know that everyone that lived their life like a complete pig thinks that everyone else is a complete pig, so therefore they know he's lying.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it takes a, you know, if you're going to wallow in the mud, you know, go there. At any rate, but the story that we haven't spent much time on, breaking news yesterday, Rod Rosenstein has resigned. And I turned to Ivy and I said, well, that makes it easier on Trump. You know, if he's going to resign, then he walks away and it makes it easier. And then it was, well, he's going to the White House where he expects to be fired. No, he resigned. No, he's been fired. And then suddenly none of it happened. None of it happened. I mean, let me just say this. What the hell?
Here's what I think happened. I think Trump is a brilliant CEO and not a government swamp creature. So when you lose control, you stop the clock and not be reactive. The other side of the coin is all those swamp creatures go, whoa, 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 whoa. We're supposed to be provoking him into firing you. If you quit, we're dead. So now he is the focus of this mess. And he's in trouble, and it's fantastic. And the longer the clock ticks, and the more control Trump gets, it's just another cycle of the big picture, which is the mask falling off this deep state, unbelievable level
no
of corruption.
Question.
I mean, telling you folks, this is like discovering pedophile priests. What these people have done in the name of justice and serving the United States deserves,
is obscene.
Well, I know people that got executed for this.
Yeah, it's obscene. I want to ask you about a couple of other things here while I've got you. First of all, Rush Limbaugh yesterday said, and I think that he's flat out wrong, I'll just say that straight up, that if Brett Kavanaugh is not confirmed, that the Republicans will get slaughtered in the midterm elections. And I think just the opposite. I think that if Brett Kavanaugh doesn't get confirmed, people will see it for what it is, a political hit job, and Republicans will be outraged. They don't care if Susan Collins doesn't vote for him, because in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Georgia and elsewhere, they will vote for Republicans because they'll be so outraged. What do you think?
I agree, and I think the base should be outraged already. This just shows, I mean, every time they hit a new low, we think they can't go any lower, and they go lower. And this is so unbelievably low that now they want you to say that when a woman walks into a police station and says someone did something to her, that they should immediately make an arrest. That's
absolutely
what they're saying now.
But hold on. Threat. That's the way it works right now. You know that. If the police, in most jurisdictions, if the police go out on a domestic assault call and there's an accusation of domestic violence, somebody's going to jail. Whether there's evidence and proof of that or not, you can show up and two people have no marks on them, and she says, he pushed me, he hit me, whatever. He's going to jail. You know that.
Well, actually, you're right. In Georgia yesterday, the Georgia Supreme Court let someone off because that's exactly what happened to some guy, and he had a murder conviction. They let him go because they moved way too fast, and yep. they didn't follow the law. And the problem is, they get so many people roll before they fight back because they don't have the means. But when probably a murderer walked. And so this is what happens. This is the irony of the Save the World left. They're ripping the Justice Department.
But they don't care about saving the world.
Process.
They don't care about saving the world. It's all about power and control. You know that, so do I. It's about power and control and maintaining their power. And that's why they're going, you know, when Neil Gorsuch was up, it was a fight, but it wasn't this, because it kept the status quo. Now it's about to upset the apple cart, which is why the Brett Kavanaugh thing is completely off the rails, because they realize it'll be a 5-4 court. And if they're not careful, RBG will leave soon, and it'll be a 6-3 court. You know, you just never know what's going to happen next.
Oh, and this type of outrageous arrogance that they're so used to, that is the normal way in the last 30 years in Washington, at least, is crumbling. And what you're seeing is the temper tantrum. What you're seeing is the death rattle.
Yeah.
And it won't be a death rattle if we don't keep the heat on.
And I don't know if you saw this.
Even worse.
I don't know if you saw this, but Ted Cruz and his wife accosted in a restaurant last night. You know, run out. And I mean, that's the new left for you. Start attacking people. You know, pushing them, giving them the finger in public. Just no class whatsoever. Just attack them because they're racist and this and that and everything else. But meanwhile, I've got this brand new polling. Got about a minute left here, Michael. 45% of Americans now have a favorable view of the Republican Party. It's the highest place it's been since 2011, by the way, up 9 points in the last year. The Republican Party has gone from 36% approval to 45% approval in 1 year. Tax cuts, hello. And they now have a higher approval rating than the Democrats, first time since the midterm elections of 2014. Thoughts?
And you know, the great thing about that is, because you know the polls were lying, is beforehand when, you know, like Trump was never going to win, and what they're saying right now about the blue wave. And that gave me great, great heart, because I don't know anyone that wouldn't vote the same way they voted. I know more people that think there's a problem that thought so before. And this took 100 years to build, and it's going to take more than one president, one term to tear it down.
Or 2 years.
So you got to keep the heat on.
You got it. Michael Dougherty, greatly appreciate the time as always. Next time, let's skip security before you come out of the program. We trust you. All right. You don't
Anything
have to go through
for
security.
You, my man.
God, I love you. All right. Thanks, Dougherty.
See you later.
41 after on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Plan to attend Salt Lake Global's upcoming event celebrating the sanctity of human life in Lansing, Michigan, September the 29th. Learn how to effectively engage the culture and defend family values with truth and grace. Check out this exciting opportunity at slgwitness.com. For tickets, go to slgwitness.com. Limited seating available for celebrating the sanctity of human life. So register today at slgwitness.com. That's slgwitness.com.
We're here with Mary Land from Western Michigan University's School of Music. Mary, why is music education important?
It's the one place in a public school where students can go. They can be creative. They can get away from screen time. They can get that intrinsic drive to work on their passion for their art.
So what's the college experience like for young adults who started their music education journey in middle school?
At the very beginning, it is a deer in the headlights experience. After the first year, they become so connected to the rigor of the curriculum, and excitement builds and their passion for being a band director builds. But I think they have to get through that initial hurdle of an overwhelming experience.
Thanks for your time. This PSA is sponsored by Marshall Music Company, your partner in music education since 1948. To learn more and to listen to other music education advocacy pieces, visit marshallmusic.com/musicmatters.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad